Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Governor Josh Shapiro was at a food bank in Philadelphia today where he announced state action to support food assistance as the federal government gets ready to freeze November SNAP payments to nearly 2 million Pennsylvanians. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
Governor Shapiro announced plans to help millions of Pennsylvanians who depend on SNAP benefits at Phil Abundance in South Philly. He revealed he signed a disaster declaration to assist those in need.
Our administration will now immediately drive out $5 million in state funding to food banks like Phil Abundance that will allow them to purchase more healthy food from local sources, including Pennsylvania farmers, to provide food assistance to the millions of Pennsylvanians who are in need.
He says there will be no delay. The money will be given to food banks to buy food right away. The governor also said he worked the phones among the private sector and raised an initial $1 million for a SNAP emergency relief fund that will go on top of the state funds that have been released.
The governor says anyone who would like to contribute to the fund is welcome to do so. In New Jersey, about 800,000 people rely on SNAP benefits. Elected officials and some business owners there are trying to fill the gaps. Details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
Governor Phil Murphy announced more than $42 million is being accelerated to food pantries statewide, including more than $6 million for the Food Bank of South Jersey. Assemblywoman Andrea Katz says the Burlington County Institute of Technology and the Special Services School District will continue to provide free breakfast and lunch to eligible students for as long as the federal shutdown lasts.
I do have calls out to other school districts here in the county, and I'm hoping that this example will be set for all of them to continue to make sure that their students don't see any interruption to their lunch and breakfast services in the schools.
In Atlantic City, the owner of the Baltimore Grill announced on social media they'll provide free meals for kids when families show their SNAP cards.
Officials statewide urge residents who can to donate to their local food banks to ensure there is enough supply to serve all of the people who need help. SEPTA is getting two more weeks to finish fire inspections on its regional rail cars, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
The Federal Railroad Administration has granted SEPTA's request for a two-week extension of the deadline to inspect its fleet of 223 Silverliner 4 rail cars. A little more than half of the fleet has been inspected so far. SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says this gives the transit agency until November 14th.
We are confident that we can finish these inspections in that time. We're going to continue working diligently around the clock.
The FRA is also giving SEPTA until December 5th to install thermal protection units to provide an alert if a train's electrical systems run too hot. Bush says these developments allow SEPTA to slowly put more cars into service.
It's going to be gradual improvements, but we do expect our rail car availability to improve, and that's going to improve service for our customers.
In the meantime, SEPTA is continuing to try to buy or lease cars from other transit agencies. To the Northeast, where someone stole a car with four kids inside and crashed it, happened in Oxford Circle. Police say a woman parked the car outside a laundromat on Castor Avenue and left the engine running with the children inside. Cops say a teenager stole the car, crashed it about a half mile away, and then ran off. Police are still looking for him. The children were not hurt, the youngest just 2 months old. Hurricane Melissa is now moving away from Bermuda and headed towards Newfoundland. The Category 1 hurricane expected to bring flooding rain and gusty winds to the Canadian province late tonight and into tomorrow. Melissa killed at least 28 people in the Caribbean, 19 of them in Jamaica. 72% of the island is still without power, and many areas are still difficult to reach because entire roads and bridges have been wiped out. A Philly basketball camp with ties to Jamaica is springing right into action to help with recovery efforts. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams explains.
The Philadelphia Mankind Basketball League has been holding a basketball camp every summer in Jamaica for the past 12 years, supplying kids in Treasure Beach with basketball gear, lessons, and fun. Now they're rolling up their sleeves to help restore the village, just as they did after Hurricane Beryl hit almost 2 years ago.
We went down with about 20 of us, fixed up the sports park, and ended up putting on a camp for about 1,000 kids, which was the highlight of theirs and our summer.
Jake Kind is founder and executive director of PMBL. He says a fundraising effort is underway and they've raised over $10,000 in the first 24 hours with a goal of $250,000. He says they plan to be there for the kids next summer no matter what.
These are the most resilient and resourceful people I've ever met, and they will rise again, but it's going to take some help, and hopefully people at home would be willing to help us out.
To donate, go to PMBLcamps.com. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.